We're doing the laws of Shema. We're up to the 14th chapter, the 21st halacha of the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Makor Chayim. The halacha says, "Ksheyomar ukshartam lot al yadecha imashmesh betfilin shel yad." When a person recounts within the Shema that the Torah commands us to tie the tefillin as a sign on our arms, so we touch the tefillin on our arms, which are fulfillment of that commandment. "Ksheyomar vayul totfot ben inecha." And when he recounts within the Shema that we are commanded to wear the tefillin as an ornament between our eyes, he mashmesh betefillin shel rosh, so he touches the tefillin on his head. V'yesh nohagin lenoshek hayad, some people after they touch it, kiss it. V'hu chibuv mitzvah, and that's showing that you love the mitzvah. You kiss your hand, so to speak, as you kiss the tefillin. V'roi linoken, it's a fitting thing to do. Yesh nohagin nistakel batzitzit kshmagim leoritem oto. Some have the custom that they look at the tzitzis when they reach the verse that says, "And you shall see them." Veniten otam leinayim, and place them on their eyes. Umenag yafeu v'chibuv mitzvah. Again, this is a good custom. It's a way of showing that we're fond of the mitzvah. Gam nogin lenoshek hatzitzit b'shah shoreh bam. So we also have the custom, we kiss the tzitzis when we look at them. V'akol chibuv mitzvah. And this is all ways of showing our affection for the mitzvah. Od yesh nogim shekol pam shomer tevat tzitzit noshekam b'chazam biyado. Furthermore, some have the custom that any time they say the word tzitzit, they kiss it, and we hold the tzitzis in our hands. Ad v'nechmadim la'ad. We continue this till we reach the words that say God's commandments are eternally pleasant. She'az noshekam, that when we get to the words they are eternally pleasant, we kiss the tzitzis. U'manicha mi'adav, and then he lets go of the tzitzis. One more halacha. Nichnas lebet haknesset u'matza tzibur shekoyin kriyat shema. If a person entered shul and he sees they're reading the Shema, Afshu Kvar Kara, even though he technically did his obligation, he read Shema already, but being that they're all declaring God is one, they're saying the declaration of God's unity, Shema Yisrael, so even though you already did it, you finished davening, but that's where the community is holding, Chozev HaKoy Mem Pasuk Gishon. So we say, at least that first verse that declares God's unity, one should read together with the congregation. It shouldn't seem as though he doesn't want to accept what they're all accepting. Everyone's saying, "Hear, O Israel, God, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one." And he stands there silently. What does that show? So we don't want to show that we're not a part of this declaration. So even though we've already fulfilled our obligation, if we're coming to shul and we've already davened, nonetheless, when they say Shema, we should say that first verse together with them. And the same holds if he's, let's say, he's saying Tehillim or he's making his requests before God. So long as he's holding in a place in his prayer where he's permitted to pause, he should pause and say Shema with him. But let's say he's holding in his prayer where he's not allowed to pause. For example, he said Baruch Shomar, and he's in the middle of the chapters of praise in the beginning of prayer from Baruch Shomar till Yishtabach. So then they're all saying Shema. He's late to shul. He's in the middle of Baruch Shomar or just after Baruch Shomar. Lo yafsik. He shouldn't pause his prayer to answer with them. But rather he does like this. Everyone says Shema, and he makes believe he's saying with them. And he should think the words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusot, the words of those two psukim he should have in mind. But if he's in a place that he's permitted to pause, it's exceptionally good if he reads all of Shema with them. And then you get wages from Hashem, not for saying Shema, because you've already done that this morning, but at least you'll get the mitzvah of reading Torah.